Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Ethan, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Monday, March 30th. Today we look forward to Easter as we walk through Holy Week. This week, different staff members will read passages that lead us to self-reflection, prayer, repentance, and renewal. Today, we'll be reading Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 9, and Psalm 78, verses 1 through 8. I'll be reading out of the New International Version. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his teaching the islands will put their hope. This is what God the Lord says, the creator of the heavens who stretched them out, who spreads out the earth with all that springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. What do you picture when you think of justice? Do you think of someone overthrowing an evil government? Do you think of a lawyer winning his case in front of the judge? If you want to see a picture of God's justice, look back at verses 2 through 4. It might be surprising, it was to me. God's justice does not shout, it does not cry out, it does not raise its voice in the streets, but instead it cares for the bruised reed. It cares for the candle that is almost burnt out. And in faithfulness, he brings forth justice. God's justice is primarily focused on tenderly caring for the mistreated and the hurting. Justice is not primarily about punishing the wicked. God's justice and his love are intertwined. If this is how God brings justice about, how should we fight for justice and speak for justice in our world today? Maybe it's not primarily about fighting the other people, but instead it's tenderly caring for the people who we see are mistreated and hurting. Now, a reading from Psalm 78. My people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with a parable. I will utter hidden things. Things from of old, things we have heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonders he has done. He decreed statutes for Jacob and established the law in Israel, which he commanded our ancestors to teach their children, so the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children. Then they would put their trust in God and would not forget his deeds, but would keep his commands. They would not be like their ancestors, a stubborn and rebellious generation, whose hearts were not loyal to God, whose spirits were not faithful to Him. This psalm makes me question myself. Do I take time to remember the works of God in my own life? Do you? Do we intentionally bring these stories to mind? Do we have a way to remember them, a journal, to write something down? Are we bold to share our testimony with others, with our children, with our church, with our friends? This passage is a warning. If we fail to share, the future generation will lose our testimony. They will lose a chunk of their own church history. It's vital for us to remember the ways the Lord has been faithful in our individual and unique lives, and then to share that story. So I encourage you this week to take time to reflect on God's faithfulness in your life, to write it down, to keep it somewhere safe, and to pass it on, to share it with a friend, with your small group, with a child. This is the picture of the family of faith that we're given in Psalm 78, and it's one worth pursuing. Thank you for listening along as we have read God's Word together today. Would you pray with me? Lord, in your faithfulness, would you hear our prayers? Would you help us to be mindful of the ways that you have shown faithfulness, love, and justice to us? Would you help us to care for those who are hurting, to recognize them, to see them, and to walk towards them in love and compassion? Lord, we trust you, and we love you, and we pray all this in your name. Amen.